Gemara on the Beis HaMebeis sets forth two very important principles. First of all, that Eid Echad is Neman Deisur, and secondly, that Ein Davar Shaveir Parnas Mishnayim. But the Gemara adds a point, right? It introduces a concept and throws it into the mix, and that is Cheskas Issim. That's the monkey wrench that the Gemara throws into the mix, and totally, you know, turns everything on its head and makes it much more complicated. Yesterday we started discussing the relevance of Cheskas Issim, both in terms of Isurim and in terms of Davar Shaveir. Before we move on and I show you the run, I just want to expand a little bit on a few of the points that we made, and then we'll tie it all together with the run and chulin. Most Rishonim assume that, you know what, let's just back up even more. The Gemara says that Eid Echad is not Neman B'Yisurin, the Makom Cheskas Issim. That's how the Gemara Yivam presents it. The Gemara Yivam is a suffix about this, as we've described at great length. But our Gemara says that Eid Echad is not Neman B'Yisurin, the Makom Cheskas Issim. So that's clear from our Gemara. The Machlokas Rishonim had a paskin, but that's the way it seems from our Gemara. The question is, what's the din of Davar Shaveir? Should we say that an Eid Echad is Neman B'Davar Shaveir if there's no Cheskas Issim? That the cloud that ain't davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim, that you need shnayim by davar shebe'erva, that's only where there is a cheskas iser, or maybe even if there's no cheskas iser, still you need shnayim. That's a shayin. So most Rishonim assume that an eid echad is not neman b'davar shebe'erva at all, even if there's no cheskas iser, even if there's no chazaka b'chlam. Take l'moshel the position of the Ramban that we mentioned yesterday. The Ramban is so troubled with the two kashas of the Gemara. Right, the Gemara says that Eid Echad is not Neman B'Yisurin Keneged Cheskas Issim. Havi Davar Shaveir Vein Davar Shaveir Parnas Mishnayim. So, correct the Ramban. What do you need both things together? You only need two. One is sufficient. So, the Ramban says the truth is, I think the Girsa is a problem. He takes out the Havi Davar Shaveir. He doesn't even like it. But he says there are those Neschos that are Goreis Havi Davar Shaveir. And he interprets that means that there are two Kashas over here. That number one, that which we say that Eid Echad is now Bisurin, it's only if there's no Cheskas Issim, but if there is a Cheskas Issim, he's not going to be Neman. And even if over here there weren't to be a Cheskas Issim, even if there weren't any Cheskas Issim, and you would say that the Eid Echad should be Neman, because he's Neman Bisurin, but there's no Cheskas Issim. But here it's worse, because here it's not Bisurin, here it's Davar Shaveir. And therefore, even if there's no Cheskas Issim, you still need Shnayim. Right? That's how the Ramban understood the two Kashas. So it's clear from those two kashas that the Ramban holds that Ein Davar Shaveir Parnas Mishnayim is even if there's no Cheskas Issim, because that's exactly the point of the kasha. Right? The kasha is that, first of all, that which we said that Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurin, that's not true connected to Cheskas Issim. And even if here there were the Cheskas, there happens to be a Cheskas Issim, the woman is an Eishes Ish. But even if there were no Cheskas Issim over here, nevertheless, Dos is Davar Shaveir, this is Davar Shaveir, and Davar Shaveir, Baruch Mishnayim. So that whole Shaila, that whole the second Kasha, is assuming that Ein Davar Shaveir, Baruch Mishnayim, even if there is a Cheskas Issim, because that's the whole point, even if there were no Cheskas Issim, still I'd have a Kasha for you. So it's clear that the Ramban assumes that Ein Davar Shaveir, Baruch Mishnayim applies even where there's no Cheskas Issim. And this is exactly what Reb Sternbach in his Ha'ara, the second Ha'ara on the Shmaitza, points out. We got to the first Ha'ara yesterday, but we didn't get to the second one. I hope you saw it. Right? The Shmaitza quotes a Shita that we're going to get to that argues. But Reb Sternbach in the Ha'ara, in Shin Chavav, he says, I am the Chedusha Ramban Perakamad Adin, Shem Mefuish B'Dvarah, Shafilu below is Chazagay Nemonas Le'Eid Echad B'Davar Shaveir. He says, look at the Ramban, you'll see, he holds that Eid Echad is not Nem B'Davar Shaveir, even without this Chazag. What Ramban? Who Ramban? What's he talking about? It's this Ramban! This Ramban who learns that the second kasha is even if there is no Cheskas Issur over here, nevertheless, Ein Davar Shaveir Parnas Mishnayim. That's the Ramban that says that an Eid Echad is never Neman B'Davar Shaveir, even if there is no Cheskas Issur. It's clear that the Ramban is holding it. And many other Rishonim hold like that as well. Comes the Marik, quoted by the Shmaitza, and he says no. Marik says that an Eid Echad would be Neman even B'Davar Shaveir if there is no Cheskas Issur. Tremendous chiddush that the Marik has. That an Eid Echad would be Neman, not only be Surin, but even B'Davar Shaveir, if there's no Cheskas Issim. The Marik is mostly the Shita from our Gemara, right? From the Kasha of the Gemara. So we explained the way the Marik understood the Kasha, the Shakra of the Gemara yesterday. We sort of ran through it a little too quickly, maybe. Maybe it wasn't too quick. But I was thinking after Shir that maybe we could even, we can say the Kasha even better. I think it can be even sweeter. Even sweeter. I was talking to Menashe Krebs after Shir. We were going back and forth, and I said, you know, I said to myself, I can say the Kasha even better. I think the Marik has the following in mind. What's the Gemara saying? Okay, the way we presented his understanding of the Shach Vataria, it starts off with a Kasha. A Kasha that you've seen now. Rabbi Nutan and Tosus asked this Kasha. Right? The point of departure in the whole sugi is we're trying to figure out how was the Shliach Nehemah to say B'fanut D'Fanayach. Right? You shouldn't forget the mission. We're talking about the B'fanut D'Fanayach over here, right? Remember? So the Gemara is, how's the Shliach Nehemah to say B'fanut D'Fanayach? Midi Dahava Kol Eidiyo Shabbat Torah. Let's take that here. Midi Dahava Kol Eidiyo. Every Eidiyo Shabbat Torah, the Nefashas, the Nehemahmas, the Old Parish Ne'edim. This episode, one Shliach is Nehemah. What does the Gemara say? No. Eid Echad is Nehemah Bisu. So, Frekta Ben Tam and a lot of Rishonim, what? This is Adi Sur. This is Dabar Shabbat Erva. What's the Gemara saying? This is not Hafreshes Truma and Nikar Gid and Chela and Nida. This is Dabar Shabbat Erva. So, if it's Dabar Shabbat Erva, how can one Eid be Nehemah? How can the Shliach be Nehemah? What's the Gemara answer? That's the Kasha that a lot of Rishonim is. So, Efshem, maybe what the Marik thought the Gemara was answering is this. That even though, of course, it's Dabar Shabbat Erva, everyone knows that the question of Gittin. Gerushin is Dabar Shabbat Erva. Right? Everyone says that. Why? Well, first of all, it's an Isser Erva. Right? And secondly, you're talking about the status of the woman. And thirdly, you're talking about Hafgas Kiddushin. Right? So, according to many, many Shittas, it's clear that that should be Dabar Shabbat Erva. But that's the Maisa Gerushin itself. Testifying about the Maisa Gerushin, testifying that a woman was divorced from her husband, that is Dabar Shabbat Erva, is up the right. What the Gemara is saying is that talking about the kashrus of the get, that's Isurin. That's not called Dabar Shabbat Erva. If you're only talking about the kashrus of the get, that's going to be called Isurin. And Lagabi Isurin, we know that Eid Echad is Nehemah, so that's why the Shliach is going to be Nehemah. It's like Isurin Shabbat Dabar Shabbat Erva. Isurin B'Dabar Shabbat Erva. Something that's not real Dabar Shabbat Erva, you know, it relates. It relates to a Dabar Shabbat Erva, because if the get is kosher, then the woman could be divorced. That's still not called Dabar Shabbat Erva, because it's not really about the gerushin itself. So that's called Isurim, that's not called Dabar Shabbat Erva. For that, one is sufficient, you shouldn't be doing. What is the Gemara Esther? I know that Eid Echad is now a Isurim, if there's no Cheska Sisim. Al Hocha is Chazik Isurim, the Eish is Ish. Havi Dabar Shabbat Erva, Vein Dabar Shabbat Erva, Pachas Mishnayim. What does that Gemara mean? So Gemarib, Gemara is saying the following. You've been working hard, trying to define what is Isurim and what is Dabar Shabbat Erva. We have four definitions. He says, no. I think there's a fifth definition. He says, the Pashup Shah of the Gemara is not like anything like that you say. We know that Eid Echad is now in Bisurin if there's no Cheskes Isser. But where does Cheskes Isser, even by something that everyone would define as Isurin, that you think is Isurin, Hafashas Truma and Shchita, Kashrus, that's really Isurin. It's not Arayas, it's not getting the Kiddushin, you'd say it's Isurin. No. If there's Cheskes Isser in Yishnayim, what does that show you? Right? What that shows you is whenever there's a Cheskes Isser, we don't treat it like Isurin. We treat it like Dabar Shabbat Erva. The definition of Dabar Shabbat Erva is if I'm talking about Isser Beheter, but I'm going again, I'm testifying against the Cheskes Isser. That by definition, Zok Marik, is called Dabar Shabbat Erva. Aye, but Dabar Shabbat Erva, the Pasuk is talking about Kiddushin and Gerushin. No, it's just a Dugma Ba'alma. That's an example that there, the Toma Gerushin, which means that Eidus about Gerushin is called Dabar Shabbat Erva because you're testifying against the Cheskes Isser, right? You're testifying against the Chazaka. When it comes to Kiddushim, Ein Dabar Shabbat Erva Pavos Mishnayim, the woman that has a Cheskes Pnuya, you're testifying against the Cheskes Pnuya to say that she's an Eishes Ish and now she's a Surah. You're going against the Chazaka. So if you're going against the Chazaka, that's called Dabar Shabbat Erva and you're talking each Eidim. If you're testifying that the woman is divorced, right? That there was a gerushin, we know that she was becheskes eishes ish. So now you're testifying against the chazaka, whether cheskes had or cheskes is zok marik. That's dabar shabbat erva. Ve'ein dabar shabbat erva pachas mishnayim. So even if you think this is like an ancillary point to the real Dabar Shabbat Erva, to the Eidus of Gerushin, Al Pi Din, this has a din of Dabar Shabbat Erva, no different than any other Dabar Shabbat, than any real Dabar Shabbat Erva. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. So Mamish reads beautifully according to him. I can understand that Eid Echad is Neman Dissur, but that's only where there's no Cheskas Isser. But if there's a, since there's a Cheskas Isser over here, this is not Isurin. Havi Dovah Sheva Erva, Ve'ein Dovah Sheva Erva. This is Mamish Dovah Sheva Erva. It's not what you think is Dovah Sheva Erva, but that's a Din Dovah Sheva Erva, because that's what Dovah Sheva Erva is about. Dovah Sheva Erva is not about Arayis or Gerishin and Kedusha. No, those are just symptoms of the real issue here. Dovah Sheva Erva is any time I'm testifying against the Cheskas Isser, that's always Dovah Sheva Erva. So, Havi Dovah Sheva Erva Mamish, Ve'ein Dovah Sheva Erva, that's Mishnah. That's how Marik understands. But if you're not testifying against the Cheskas Isser, let's say you're testifying about Ishus, but you're not testifying against the Cheskas Isser, Zok the Marik, that's Isurin. And Eid Echad is Neman B'Isurin. That's not called Dovah Sheva Erva. That's his whole point, that Eid Echad is Neman by Dovah Sheva Erva without a Cheskas Isser. How? But if it's Dovah Sheva Erva, how can he be Neman? The answer is, Al Pi Din, it doesn't have a Din of Dovah Sheva Erva then. If it's not against the Cheskas Isser, we treat that as just Isurin. And that's why one Eid is going to be sufficient. This could be how the Marik understood the Shaka of the Gemara, which led him to his Yisod that Eid Echad could be Neman B'Dovah Sheva Erva as long as there's no Cheskas Isser. Questions? Eidan.
Well, why over here then you have to say that Abel
Halcha is Chazak Yisur, it's just giving, it's explaining to you what the Cheskas Isser is. It's Chazak Yisur, the Eish is it. She is a Cheskas Eish is it. You're saying, but what does he need? Just say it's a chazak isurah. He's just explaining it through. Gemara is just explaining what is the chazaka. Menashe.
I mean, if I'm asking something to do with Erevah, why is that chazak isurah be called Dovah Sheva Erevah? Like,
for our purpose? Yeah. If the Eid Echad is testifying about Hafreshas Truma or Hegdish or Shechita or something, if there is a chazak isurah and he's testifying against that, I'll pin in that as a din of Dovah Sheva Erevah. I mean, he's not going to be Nemun, right? You need two Edom. Why? What do you need two Edom for? Duffy Surin. Obviously, we treat it like a Dovah Sheva Erva. We treat it like a Dovah Sheva. I mean, before we were assuming, no, Cheskas Isser somehow was a Chumra when it comes to Isurin. It's really Isurin, but if it's a Cheskas Isser, you need two. Not because it's Dovah Sheva Erva, but it's like a Chumra in Isurin. Marit says, no, it's not a Chumra in Isurin. Dos make Dovah Sheva Erva. That's what Dovah Sheva Erva is. If you're testifying against the Cheskas Isser, that's called Dovah Sheva Erva. So that's why Dovah Sheva Erva, Bavad Mishnah. That's why I need Shlaim, because they ain't Dovah Sheva Erva. Shlaim
Aleichem. So, a Dovah Sheva Erva, that's also a Cheskas Isser, is not more common than just a regular Cheskas Isser.
It's Doch the Zel Bezach, according to the Marit. He's making an equation. Okay. He's saying the Yisod is, whenever you're testifying against the Cheskas Isser, that is Dovah Sheva Erva, Al Pi Din. It's hard for us to wrap our heads around this, because we're so used to the idea that, look, you're talking about kashrus, that's not Dovah Sheva Erva. Like, where's the Erva? Where's the Erva? Who's the Erva? Like, there's no Gerishin, there's no Kiddushin, what's going on over here? No, but you have to understand that it's just, the definition of Dovah Sheva Erva, look, take the Ritva, let's say, right? According to the Ritva, to define a Gavra is called Dovah Sheva Erva. To define a Gavra is called Dovah Sheva Erva. Is defining a Gavra always relating to Ishus?
No.
Not always. Right? Very often. Yagusha, Lakoa, Nazona, something. Right? So there, that's going to relate ultimately to Ishus. But Emmett, if you think about it, the actual definition, talking about the Gavra, it's not Ishus yet. From like Kiddush and Gerishin, that's Ishus. So why do you call that Dovah Sheva Erva? His sheet is also Shver. Why do you call that Dovah Sheva Erva? He's saying Dovah Sheva Erva, the Dovah Sheva Erva in the Torah, is just a dukma. It's a perfect example where you're testifying about the status of the Gavra, Kiddushin, Gerushin. It's all about status. Status change. Establishing a status. That's called, that's what it means. Dovah Sheva Erva is a borrowed term, Zokta Ritva. It's a borrowed term. It just means talking about the status. Marit will say it's also, he says the same thing. Dovah Sheva Erva is a borrowed, it's not a borrowed term. It's a dugma lakaf. It's a dugma of an edus where you're going against the Cheskas Isser. And in such a case, in each night, well,
sounds like in the Lashon of the Barik, it says that we don't say Eid Echad Erevah Fakhtum Shayim, except when Ibe Cheskas Isser Erevah. I mean, it sounds like it's important that the Chazakah has to be Erevah, not saying Chazakah.
Okay. Where is it? Let's see. Okay, Which lashon of the Marek are you reading?
The top and the second page of
We gotta look up Marik inside and see what that chule is. I hear what you're saying. I'm not 100% sure. I have to look at the tshuva inside. I have to look at the tshuva inside to see if he really says that. I still think my pshat making mark can work. You know, what's the ikr? Is it becheskes iser erva, or he's saying he should have just said becheskes iser? That's your real kashin. Like, why mention erva over there? You know, it's an extra word that just creates confusion. I hear you. I have to think about it more. Gabriel.
With Yidam Ha'ari, it's not that when there's no Cheskas Isser, we're going to believe in Eid Achamai Davar Shev Erba. It's that when there's no Cheskas Isser, there just is no Davar Shev Erba.
It means that what you would call a Davar Shev Erba, right, what you would call a Davar Shev Erba, doesn't have the din of Davar Shev Erba. Right? Okay, maybe we shouldn't say it in as strong terms as I said. Maybe what the Marek is saying is that if there's no cheskas iser, even something that is a davar sheba erva doesn't have a din davar sheba erva, right? If there's no cheskas iser. So what the Gemara is saying is here is it's cheskas iser the eshes ish. So this is like every other davar sheba erva. If there is a cheskas iser, so you can't call it isurim anymore. Anytime the aid is testifying against something, against the chazaka, that's not called davar sheba erva. You thought that maybe this is isurim sheba davar sheba erva. This is just like defining the hechsher I get is not real davar sheba erva. It's just something ancillary to the davar sheba erva. So he says, no. If you're testifying against the cheskas iser, then that aidus is viewed as real davar sheba erva. That aidus is viewed as real davar sheba erva. Vein davar sheba erva pavat mishnah. Is that better? Does that make it a little better, the panel?
According to my Rick, why would you need two aid in my condition?
You're testifying against the cheskas
iser. Is it a cheskas iser though?
So is it only, is the Rick saying that you need shnayim only against the cheskas iser? Is that what he's saying? He's saying the lashon that Will has, the cheskas iser, the erva, it sounds like you're testifying against the cheskas iser.
Mm-hmm. He keeps saying, ilam ishun ishun yisura.
Okay, I thought I was making it better, but I guess you're saying from the Lushan, it's not as easy as I would say, right? You got to work at it a little bit. What he's saying really is that it's not that any time you testify against the Cheska Sisa, that automatically is called Davar Sheba Erva. No, that we define Davar Sheba Erva in ways that we've defined it before. Let's take the simplest pshat, Tosfos, right? That creating Ishas, being Mafkia Ishas, that's called Davar Sheba Erva. The Gemara is adding another wrinkle. It's saying, you want to tell me that testifying about the kashas of the get, that's ancillary to the davar sheba erva. That's just isurim, so you shouldn't need shnayim for that. No, but if it's against the cheskas iser, any time that you testify against the cheskas iser, that edus is more chomer. That edus is more chomer. We don't treat that as being ancillary to the davar sheba erva. That's like view. That's chomer enough that it has a din of davar sheba erva mamish. That's havi davar sheba erva. It's like real davar sheba erva. If you're testifying against the cheskas iser erva, you're testifying against the cheskas iser. So then it's not. It can't be viewed as something ancillary to the davar sheba erva. No, that's more chomer, and it has a din. Havi davar sheba erva means it's like real davar sheba erva. It's like real davar sheba erva. I'm conceding that it sounds like the lushan. It's not that anytime you testify against the cheskas iser, that automatically means it's a davar sheba erva. No, in a davar sheba erva circumstance, if you're testifying not against the cheskas iser, and the eidus is ancillary to the davar sheba erva, so that's called isur. Eidachah is going to be nevanim. But if you're testifying about something that looks ancillary, it looks secondary, but the reality is it's against the cheskas iser, that eidus is more chomer, and that would have a din of davar sheba erva. Having davar sheba erva means it's like real davar sheba erva. In davar sheba erva, was mishnayim. So even though it's an edus about something that seems secondary, that should still require shnayim because it's against cheskas iser. So it has a din of Davar Shereva. One more, Ari.
Is it that it's like Davar Shereva or is Davar Shereva?
It's like an Eidus on the real Davar Shereva. It's like an Eidus on the Hafkas Kiddushin, on the creation of the Kiddushin, right? On the Ishus. Eidus on the Ishus, let's say, Marik would say, of course it's Davar Shereva. This Eidus is just on the Hechsher Aget. You're talking about the Get itself, so why is the Davar Shereva? No, because it's against the Cheskas Isser, then this Eidus is Mochamer. And it'll have a status of Davar Shereva in each Shnayim.
So you mean the Pasuk guys came up to Ba'al Erva's daughter, or by any case, something that relates to Davar Shereva, that it's going to be Davar Shereva? That's who read the Pasuk?
So he might be reading the Pasuk that the case of Erva's daughter in the Pasuk is talking about Eidus against the Cheskas Isser. So maybe he'll say that Davar Davar teaches me that any Eidus relating to Gittin Rekidushin, even if it's not actually on the Gittin Rekidushin, as long as it's against the Cheskas Isser, like the case of the Pasuk, that will have a din of Davar Shereva.
So it wouldn't be like Davar Shereva, it would be actual Davar Shereva.
But it's still only ancillary. It's not talking about the Hafkas Kiddushin. You're not being Mafkir Kiddushin with the Eidus about the Hechsher Aget. It's still only like you're being machshir the get, which now can serve as the vehicle to be mafkir the kiddushin. So to say that it's real davar shereva, that's a jump. So he's saying no, it's included within the pasuk, which really leads me to the next point, and that is we have a machlokas here, Marik, Ramban, other Rishonim. Do we say that an eid echad is neman b'davar shereva if it's not against the cheskas isser, or do we not? So what's that based on? So we have different readings of the Gemara. He worked very hard on reading the Gemara to fit the Marik into the Gemara Gittin. But where did he get it from? What's the Svar? So we're talking, the Tanil and I were talking after Shia with some other Talmidim. The Tanil thought, maybe it's the Gzeres HaKasuf. Right? If we learn Davar Davar mi Mamon, we learn it, Davar Shereva HaMishnayim from Mamon, Ki Matzba Ervas Davar is the Mokar of Davar Shereva Erva. So what's that Pasuk talking about? The Pasuk is talking about where there is a Cheskas Isser Reishis Ish. So my Gerishin, fundamentally. Right? That's really what the Pasuk is talking about. Not talking about Znusu Sota. I mean, it's referring to it, but it's the case of Gerishin. So that's a situation where you have a Cheskas Isser. So maybe the Marik was thinking that in the case in the Pasuk there's a Cheskas Isser. So maybe every case of Cheskas Isser is defined as Davar Shereva. Not just real Eidus on the real Davar Shereva. Eidus on the Hafkas Kiddushin. And presumably also on the creation of Kiddushin. But maybe even Eidus about Davar Shereva, that's ancillary, as long as it's against the Cheskas Isser, maybe that's also included in Matzah B'Erva's Dov. That's how he was learning. And maybe the other sheet that just holds that it happens to be that the Pasuk is pulling on the case of Cheskas Isser, but you can't learn the din of Ein Davar Shereva Pachas Mishnayim from the exact case of the Pasuk. You have to take the principle, what is the Davar Shereva? If this is ancillary to the Davar Shereva, then it's called Isurim. It's not called Davar Shereva. The Davar Shereva is the Eidus on the Gittin itself, on the Gerishin itself, on the Kiddushin itself, not Eidus on the Hechsher Aget. Right? Don't look at the Pasuk so carefully and say, oh, I have to darshan up the Drushan. We had a smuch in Lekach already. There was another Rishon that also looked at the Pasuk and says, maybe Davar Shereva is defined based on the Pasuk. Remember which Rishon that was? It was Tosus where? You promised, right? Tosus said, we had a Shita that maybe the chiluk between Yisurim and Davar Shereva is between lesser and lahatim. Right? Tosus in the Gemara said that an eid echad is neman the Yisurim only lahatim. But anytime that he's coming lesser, that's called Davar Shereva. Why is that called Davar Shereva? Because that's what the Pasuk is talking about. So it's like a Gzeres HaKasuf, the Davar Davar is talking about, you know, testifying lesser. That's the case of Davar Shereva. So you see, Tosus in Yevamos was looking at the Gzeres HaKasuf, looking at the Drasha, and darshaning up that Drasha, saying, well, the Drasha defines the parameters of what Davar Shereva is. It could be to a certain extent that the Marik was doing the same thing, that he says, if the Pasuk is talking about a case of Cheskas Isser, so then in any case of Cheskas Isser, the way that we've defined it now, any case of Davar Shereva involving Cheskas Isser, even if it's a part of the Davar Shereva that seems more ancillary, more secondary to the Ikar Davar Shereva, no, if it's going against the Cheskas Isser, then that has a din of Davar Shereva, and you should need Shnayim for that Eidus. The other Rishonim will say, no, don't darshan up the Pasuk so carefully, with such a dikduk. Pasuk is talking about davar sheva erva, so ein davar sheva erva is mishnayim applies to davar sheva erva generally. Davar sheva erva, afkas kiddushin, creation of kiddushin. That's davar sheva erva. But just because there's a cheskas issa, that's not going to make something into davar sheva erva. If you have something extraneous, that's not going to automatically be davar sheva erva, just because it's going against the cheskas issa. So it could be that part of the machlokas that we've shown him over here, whether an eid echad is neman b'davar sheva erva, if there's no cheskas issa, maybe part of it relates to how to learn the drasha. We look at the case of the drasha and we take out from that case how to understand the din of ein davar sheva erva pachas mishnayim, or perhaps no. We don't look at the particular case of the drasha. We're looking in general to davar sheva erva in general, not to the particular case of the drasha in the pasuk. We then pointed out that the Ma'arik is not a lone sheet, but actually the Ran and Kedushin agrees with his sheet. And we explained the Gemara Kedushin in two different ways to justify the sheet of the Ran, but then we also tried to justify the other sheet. I think we went through this a little quickly. Some of the Talmidim were talking about this after Shir also. So I want to slow down, repeat that, make sure we got it clear. What does the Gemara Kedushin say? It's the Machlokas HaMaroi on a Mishnah. Mishnah says that if the father claims that he was Makadish's daughter, so he's neman to say that he was Makadisha. But let's say he doesn't know to whom he was Makadisha. Right? Let's say he doesn't know to whom he was Makadisha. So she's Asura. She's Asura L'chola Olam because we don't know. We don't know to whom he was Makadisha. What happens if one person comes and says, Ani Kidashtiya, I'm the man? So the Mishnah says that he's neman. Because Machlokas Amarim in the Gemara, what's he neman about? Rav Asi, the second sheet that we passed, like he says that the person is neman completely. It's not only neman liten get lechumra, but he's also neman lichnos. He's neman to actually marry her. What's the pshat? So we said Rashi explains that there's an umdana that the guy is afraid that maybe the father is going to be makhishim if he's not the suitor. So then the father might not know, or the father might know. He might say, look, I was makarish to someone. I don't know to whom, but definitely not you. I remember. It wasn't a tall guy, it was a short guy. It wasn't he wasn't a senior, he was a junior. Just kidding. Right? He was 5'9", he wasn't 6 feet. Right? It's okay? Right. That's a joke from yesterday. Okay. Right, he knows that it definitely was not this guy. Right? So since he's afraid that the father might say that, so he's not gonna lie. So there's an umdana. So fact Iran, who cares if there's an umdana? This is Dov Sheba Erba, Vein Dov Sheba Erba Pavos Mishnayim. Zakani Bineman Bechlal? So the Ran says, no, from here you see that an Eid Echad can be Neman, B'davar Sheva Erva, if he's not coming to be Motzi from the Chazaka. Here there is a Chazaka. There's a Cheskas Eishes Ish. The father established the Cheskas Eishes Ish. Can't say there's no Chazaka at all. There is a Chazaka. But he's not changing the Chazaka. He's not being Motzi from the Chazaka. He's leaving her with the Chazaka. He's just explaining the Chazaka. He's explaining who the Baal is. It's me. Right? So he's not being Motzi from the Chazaka. The Ran, that which we said, that you need two Eidim. No, you only need two Eidim if you're changing from the Chazaka. But if you're not changing from the Chazaka, if you're keeping it with the Chazaka, you just explain the Chazaka. So then, one Eid is sufficient. And Kolshken, according to the Ran, if the Eid Echad is testifying Shalokin Eged Chazaka, there's no Chazaka Bechlal. If there's no Chazaka Bechlal, Avada he would be Neman to Davar Sheva Erva. Right? If he's not changing from the Chazaka, not changing from the Chazaka, he's Neman. So certainly, if he's not testifying against the Chazaka, because we have no knowledge of the status, right? So then he would be Neman, because Ein Davar Sheva Erva Pachas Mishnayim only applies if he's testifying against the Cheskas. That's how we explain the Ran. So then, some of the Talmidim asked, okay, that's good for the Ran, but not everyone agrees with the Ran. The Ramban here in Gittin argues. Right? He says that Ein Davar Sheva Erva Pachas Mishnayim applies even if it's not connected to Chazaka. So if Ein Davar Sheva Erva Pachas Mishnayim applies even not connected to Chazaka, Rav Asi is a pella. Right? How can we trust this guy? So what that he's not changing from the Chazaka? How can we trust him? Ein Davar Sheva Erva Pachas Mishnayim. So how's the Ramban going to answer for the Gemara? So what I suggested is maybe the Ramban holds this is not called Davar Sheva Erva. The Ran says it is Davar Sheva Erva, but nevertheless he's an Emon. Because it's not connected to Chazal. The Ramban could just say, this is not Davar Sheva Erva. This is Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. It's just a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. He's just Megala, who the Baal is. Who the Baal is. There's no status change, Bechlal.
So
right? You don't even have to say he argues with the Ritva. Right? You don't even have to say that the Ramban would argue with the Ritva. Maybe establishing a status might be Darish HaBarba, but what status are you establishing? That the Baal is married? What's the significance to that status? He can marry multiple women, Minat Torah. Minat Torah. With the Rabbanah, we don't do it. But the Gershom, the Cher. But like, the status changes for the woman, not for the man. So maybe it's not Darish HaBarba B'chalal. Maybe we just look at this as Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. Gilui Milsa Ba'alma, just establishing who the Baal is. So if it's not Darish HaBarba, of course Eid Echad is going to be now. Push it. Right, but the Kash never began, maybe. Kash never began. The Ran didn't think like that. The Ran felt it really is Dabi Shabarba. It is Dabi Shabarba. Identifying the Baal as having done a Maisa Kiddushin, that's a Dabi Shabarba. That's a Dabi Shabarba. But here, Eid Echad is Neman only because it's not against the Cheska system. Okay? So those are the two ways of explaining the Gemara Kiddushin. We pointed out that the Shmaitza brings a raya against the Marik. He starts off the siman with this raya, and then after he quotes the Marik and he brings the Gemara Gittin, so then he ends the siman with the same. He says, I don't understand what the Marik is saying, it's a pel. The truth is, the Shmaitz really has two rayas against Marik. One is from a Gemara Bava Metzia that we're not going to get to. But when you learn Bava Metzia, it's a very, very important raya. We're not going to talk about it now. But you can look at the Shmaitz inside and try to figure it out. But the raya that we talked about is Mammon. Right, remember, Dover is learned from Mammon. Ein Dover Sheva Erva Mishnah is learned from Mammon. So if you say that an Eid Echad is Neman B'Dover Sheva Erva without a Cheskas Issa, presumably by Mammon the same should be true. Because if by Mammon it's not true, how can you learn the Dover Sheva Erva? Right? So it would seem as though by Mammon also we should say that an Eid Echad is Neman. Shalom Kenegra Chazaka. Correct, the Shmaitza, it's Dover Pele. What's the case of no Chazaka by Mammon, Hashava Saveida? Shana Saved is a classical example where there's no Cheskas Mammon, we don't know who the Baalim is. And yet the Gemara Bava Metzia says what? Simonim v'simonim v'eid echad. If you have two people, each one you're giving simonim, and one aid supports the contention of one of these individuals, yaniach. Gemara says we don't award it to that individual. Why not? There's no Cheskas Mammon. Right? The eid echad should be Neman. Shalom keneged Cheskas Mammon. Isn't this a raya that an Eid Echad is not Neman b'Mammon even Shalom Keneged HaChazaka? And by the same token, you shouldn't be Neman by Dover Sheva Erva either Shalom Keneged HaChazaka, because Dover Sheva Erva is learned from Mammon. That was the Shmaitz's cash. So we gave two answers. We said that either in that case of the Simonim, that's different because there you have someone being Makkish the Eid. Eid Echad b'Akhasha lav klumu. Maybe that knocks the Eid out of the water. Maybe that's something special. But if there's no Bailim being Makish the Eid Echad, maybe Taka he would be Neman Shalom Keneged HaChazaka. That was one answer that we gave. And the other answer that we suggested is maybe the reason why he's not going to be Neman is because he can't ignore the Simanim. The Eid Echad is a Bira, a partial Bira. The Simanim is also a Bira. Adro Shachicha also tells me that you have to wait for someone to give you Simanim. When you get the Simanim, that's a good Bira in terms of Hashem's name. So here you have two beer on one side, one beer on the other side. Who says that we take the two beer, the two over one? It's two against one, but so what that it's two against one? Maybe that's like Trey Kameya. So just like Trey Kameya, two Adim can go against 100 Adim, and it's a stalemate. So two over here, the Eid Echad and the Simanim, are not better than the Simanim on the other side, because it's just multiple Biruim on either side. So it's not going to prove anything. But if the Eid is testifying, Shalom Keneged HaChazaka, you don't have other Biruim, exactly it would be. He would be Neman b'Mammon. That would explain, these two answers could explain for the Marik, the case of Hashavas Aveda, that the Eid Echad is not going to be Neman, in the case of Simanim b'Simanim, if there's that conflict between Simanim b'Simanim. But maybe in another case, of Mammon without Cheskas Issah, maybe he would be Neman. And in fact, that's exactly what the Ran in Chulin says. Okay, all this that we said was a Hakadama for the Ran. Okay, now that we have a full picture, full perspective in the sugya, now we can hit the Ran. We can finish off with the Ran. What does the Ran say? A benign comment. What does he say in Chulin? This is the last page of the Mekadosh. He's talking about Metzia. He's really talking about Tevius Ayin b'Metzia. The Gemara in Gittin, actually, in the second parak. The end of the second paragraph, the Gemara talks about Tevius Ayin. Someone has a Tevius Ayin about a get. Right? So is he Nema? Right? See, now, tfilas ayin means that he recognizes it. I don't have a siman, but I have a tfilas ayin about it. The question is, who is the person? Is he a talmid chacham, another talmid chacham, etc.? That's really the context of the Rambam. But he says like this, v'hu adin, the b'metziah, nami neman odom lomar, elu pelo shel ploni, dekeven d'lesle hano aminei, lo chashina d'meshaket. Dr. Ran, he thinks by metziah, a person is neman to say, elu pelo shel ploni, because he's not deriving any benefit from this. So we're not, there's no chashash meshaket. What's the Ran saying? Obviously, we're talking about a case where the A doesn't know the person that he's awarding the Aveda to. If he's his friend, and we're concerned that maybe he'll derive benefit, but the friend is going to be makir tov to him, you know, if it's an Aveda, I don't know, he finds his iPhone 10. Oh, that's not working. He finds his iPhone 14. 15, what are they up to? 16? 14, right? The iPhone 14. I think so. That's what they say on the radio? I don't have that. He finds his iPhone, right? What's it worth? Like $200? That's enough? Right. You wish. So if he's his friend, he might give him $100 for returning his iPhone. Right? So that doesn't count. That's not what we're talking about. We're not, Ryan is not talking about iPhones. You heard it here. Right? Okay. Ryan is talking about a case where he's not in it from the returning of the Aveda. So what? Okay, there's no chashash mishnah, but it's doch dinei mamonis. It's no different than davar she'erva. Ain davar she'erva has mishnayim. Al pi shnei eidim yakum davar. You need two eidim for dinei mamonis. What's the Ran talking about? The eid echad is neman by dinei mamonis. How? It's doch mamonis. Mamonis requires two. Obviously, what's the Ran assuming? That eid echad can be neman for dinei mamonis as long as there's no chazaka. That's what you must be assuming. The Ran l'shitaso in Kiddushin, that Eid Echad is neman by Dovah Sheva'erva too, as long as there's no Chazara. They dovetail, right? The two Rans go together beautifully. The Ran is a Marik man, right? He says that an Eid Echad is neman bein b'dinim mamun is bein b'dovah Sheva'erva. As long as there's no Cheskas Chazaka, there's no Cheskas Issa, no Cheskas Mamun, there's no Muchsa, there's no Bailim on this Mamun, Eid Echad is going to be neman. So the Ran is beautiful. He's l'shitaso. It's no kasha, right? He assumes that an eid echad can be neman, even by mamon and davar she'erva, as long as there's no chazaka against him. So that's why he says the eid echad is going to be neman by hashavas aveda, because hashavas aveda is a case of mamon where the taka is no chazaka against the eid. How would the Ran answer the Gemara above and see it? The Shmaitz is right. He'll answer in the one of two ways that we gave before. Okay. Questions. This concludes packet number 8. Now we have to move to the final part of this sugya. Final part of the sugya. We spent a lot of time over Rosh Hashanah. We should try to hazard this sugya. Days and days and get. This is mamish, lumdisha, beautiful lumdisha, terry, schmeitzes. Gan Eden, right here on earth. Beautiful. Chazer it up, be kona it. It should be yours. You're going to use this sugi, you're going to use these and yonin for life. There's so many other sugis and shas where this comes up. These are fundamental yisodas. Okay, let's get to the last tosis on the sugi. On this chelik of the sugi, I should say. The second of Masal Eid Echonem and Bisurin, picture of Inutam. Matshuva hizos. Iker aget yochia shitzorek lechos mo b'shnayim. Rabbi Natan fragged the kasha. How can the Gemara say that Eid Echad Neman b'surin, therefore the Shliach is going to be Neman to say b'fanei d'vei nechdam? But this is not Yisurin. This is Davar Sheva'erva. Isn't that really Rabbi Natan's kasha? This is the kasha that we keep on referring to. That we shown in this. This is not Davar Sheva'erva. This is not Yisurim, this is Davar She'erva. And we know Davar She'erva requires Shnayim. Ikar Aget Yochiach, the get itself, needs Eidim, right? Whether that's Eidim Chasima, Eidim Mesira, either there are Eidim signed on the get, or there are Eidim giving over the get to the woman. I'm sorry, there are Eidim watching the Mesira, the Eidim not giving over. the Edom are either seeing the Mesiras Hagef from the Baal to the Isha, from the Shliach to the Isha, from the Baal or the Shliach to the Shliach of the Isha, right? Some kind of Mesira from the Baal to the Isha or to the representative, from the representatives of the Baal to the representatives of the Isha. Right? So a get needs either Edom Mesira, needs Edom Chasim, and needs Edom on the get. So why don't you say, no, it's Yisurim, one age should be enough. Well, we don't say that. It's Davar Sheva Erba, so what's the Gemara answering? What's the Gemara answer? What's the teretz? That Eidach and then Bisurim, therefore the Shliach is Neman, the same Fanech, the Fanech, but this is from a Gittin, and in Gittin you need Shnei Eidim. So what's the teretz? The teretz of the Natan answer the following. The Holy Kama, the Eidach and then Bisurim, the Chayyavna, Sheikar Aget, Nasa Kvar, Beshuvain Tzarech, Ela Gili, Nilsa Leida, in Lishmonechan. He says, if you're talking about the Eidim on the Chasima Saget, so that of course you need Shnei. Ein Dav Shever, Pachas Mishnayim, you need two Eide Chasima. One Eide is not going to be enough on the Shah. That's not going to work. But we're not talking about the Shah, we're not talking about the get itself. We're talking about the get is already written. Question is, was it written Lishma? That's just the Gilin Milsa Ba'alma. Oh, he's using the Lashon that we used before, right? Gilin Milsa Ba'alma in something related to Dav Shever Erva, Zogdur Rabbi Natan, that's not Dav Shever Erva. That's just Yisur. That's a din of Yisur. It's relating to a Dav Shever Erva case. But it's Yisurim Shabbatar Shabbat because you're just identifying the get as a get that's Nechtam Lishma. Nechtam Lishma. That's not called Dav Shabbat. Zakar Ben Tam. That's not called Dav Shabbat. The question is, what does Rabbi Natan mean? But we get the basic mechanism. We get the form of the Rabbi Natan's answer. But the question is, what's the Bira Dav? That Eidim on the get, right? The get itself requires Shnei Eidim, but testifying that the get was written l'shma, that only requires one eid. Why? What's the chizuk? So the Chasam Sofer right here in Gittin, he wants to suggest the following approach. He says maybe the teretz of the Gemara, is that ein davar shever pachas mishnayim only applies l'kiyum hadavar, not l'biru hadavar. That's the Chasam Sofer. Let's see a little bit of the Lashon in some. Some sofer here in the Kavis. Some sofer on the base and the base. Which Dibra Maskal is this? Neman, you say? What page is it? Oh, Neman Bisun, yeah. Yeah. Picture Rabbi Natan, the Ikur Haget Yochiach. I think he meant Ikur, not Ikur. That's the uproot again. That Ikur Haget Yochiach, the Terutso Eino Muvan, the Mimonov Shach, Ihavi Yoda, Dover Dover Mammon, Elabasphere, the Kevin Shaget Kranichtav, Suhavida Gilibalma, and Kema Maksha Ach Akach, Havle Dovisheva Ervon. What's the Chasam Sofer's question? He said, don't take this line of the Gemara in a vacuum. It's part of a Shach of the Tanya. Gemara's bar that has a Shiach Nema, and the Gemara answers that Eid Echad is Nema B'Isurim. So if you'll interpret that to mean that this is Isurim Shebedava Shebe'erva, it's not really about the Gerishin, and it's not the get itself, the Chasimos of the get, it's identifying that the get was written Lishma. So then, what's the Gemara asking later? Right? Especially according to Tosus, right? Tosus learns that there are two Kashas. Right, that Eid Echad is not Neman against the Cheskes Isser. What's more, even if you said that he is Neman against the Cheskes Isser, but this is Davar Sheva'erva, the end of Sheva'erva is nice, so he shouldn't be Neman anyway. Right, that's what Toz on this for the second Kasha. What's the second Kasha, for the Chasam Sofer? What's the second Kasha? Right, even if an Eid Echad is Neman against the Cheskes Isser, but this is Davar Sheva'erva, I don't know, you just told me that it's Yisurim, it's not Davar Sheva'erva. It's Yisurim, you're just talking about identifying the Gevra written Mishma, so what's the Havi Dav Shabbat point? It's not a separate Kasha. What's more, this is Dav Shabbat, it breaks the rule. This is not Dav Shabbat, you just told me it's not Dav Shabbat. What's the Hemshech of the Gemara, Frank the Chasam Sofer? He says, Abu Kabbalah Tosfos Kach. The Kra B'Shnei Ben Yakom Davar Koi Ashnei Inyon. Svei Inyon. That's a briska Chasam Sofer. Right? There are two Inyonim in this Pasuk. Echot Shlo Yakom Davar Bli Eidim. That's a very important yisa. Right? The first is that there's a concept called Eidei Kiyum, Eidus L'Kiyum Adam. We're going to refer back to this quite a bit over the next months or so. Right? You have Eidus L'Kiyum Hadavar. Right, we call them Eidei Kiyum. Sometimes you hear that phrase, Eidei Kiyum. And then you have Eidus L'Birur Hadavar. Eidei Birur. Eidei Kiyum means that it doesn't matter, even if the parties admit that something took place, it doesn't matter. It doesn't work. If there are no two Eidim on that Maisa, the Maisa is null and void. The Eidim are Mekayim as Hadavar. They make it happen. It's not enough to have the people involved in the process, but you need Eidim to actually be Mekayim as Hadavar. So he says, Kigon Kinyin, Veget, Vekidushin. What does it mean? Mekachum Memke requires Eidim? I can't sell something without Eidim? No, he didn't say Mekachum Memke. He said Kinyin. What does Kinyin mean? What does Kinyin mean? Chalipin. Who said that? Mordechai. Excellent. Kinyin Sudan. Stam Kinyin means Kinyin Sudan. Chalipin, he holds, requires Eidim. That's not at all Pashut. Right? There are some Shitas in the Rishon that hold Chalipin does not require Eidim. Doesn't require. It's all different than Chakubah. It's all different than any, right? The Tosas of Rosh and other Rishonim and Kiddushin and Daf Samachay, where this Sugya comes up. He says, I don't understand. Why should Kinyin Sudan, Rabbi Natan holds, Kinyin Sudan requires two Eidim? Eidei Kiyum. So the Rosh is, Maishna, Kinyin Sudan, from any other king. If they don't require Eidim, why should Kinyin Sudan require Eidim? Okay, leave that aside. But Gittin V'Kiddushin definitely require Eidei Kiyum. If a Chosin and Kala, right, a Chosin and Kala, privately, the Chosin says, Harei At, to the Kala, gives her a ring, and then they walk out smiling from the room, it's null and void, it's meaningless. If there were no Eidim there, it's meaningless. They could admit from Tefunhain Bismarck that they did whatever they did to create a Kiddushin, it's not going to work. The Eidim on Mekayim Es Hadavar, that's what the Gemara in Kiddushin on Samachay is talking about. The context of the king and Chalipin, the Chalipin requires Eidei Kiyum. It's meaningless. A Kiddushin without Eidei Kiyum is meaningless, a Gerushin without Eidei Kiyum is meaningless. So Dr. Chasam himself, for one thing that you learn from the Pasuk, is that there's a concept called Eidei Kiyum. Okay, Eidei Kiyum. Sheha Eidim Korsim V'Gomrim Ha'inyan. That's what we call. The Lashon we're going to see is Eidei Chasima Karsi, Eidei Mesira Karsi. Right? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar. There are different shitas. What do they mean Karsi? Karsi means creases. What is Koris? What shafts the Gerishim, right? What creates? What makes it happen? What makes it happen? The Eidim make it happen. You need to get two. But without Eidim, nothing happens at all. So they are Koris. They are helping the creases happen. They're not just testifying, you know, telling us what happened because we need clarification. We need to know what happened. It's not that we need to know what happened. Even if they never go to Beis Din, I need Eidim to be Koris to make it happen. If there are no Eidim there, it doesn't happen at all. For Otzak Tachas himself, Rafilu, Achashanase, Kedino, Uboim Lahoyed Al Dovar, Tzuchim Shnei Eidim, Lerayo Ulenemonis. Different type of Eidus. Sometimes there's an Eidus after the Maisa happened, La'achra Maisa, we need to verify. We need to find out what happened. So we need a different type of Eidim. That's Eidus L'Bira Adama, for Raya, for Nemonis. So Dr. Chasim Sova, V'al Eilu Shnei Dvarim, Bo HaKosu Loma, Pishnei Eidim Yachum Dvar. Then we learn from Exer Shava, Dvar Dvar, Mimamon, the Gerish, and the Kiddushin also require Shnei. So Dr. Chasim Sova, V'al Salkadaita Chamina, Dahainu L'Iker, L'Iker Kiyum Hadama. L'Iker Kiyum Hadama, which increases the Kiddushin, Pochos Mishnei Eidim Esira Ochasima. Avu Neskayim Hadama, Bishnei Eidim, Sula Inyan Emanas, L'Hoich Neskasha, O Neskansha, L'Ze Sagi Be'erecha, Kechol Yisrael Shvatara. Kechol Yisrael Shvatara. Shani Lohi, and then the Gemara answers no. So the Chasim Sofer, the Shaka Vatara of the Gemara was this. Gemara asks, how's a shleg going to be neman? It's dafka shvayervam. So the answer to the Gemara is no. That eidachon is neman v'yisrael. What does that mean? So the answer of the Gemara is that this is not l'kiyum hadavar. This is l'bir hadavar. The eid is not being mekayim anything. He's the eidus of the fundamental neftam is not mekayim the gerushin. It's mevarer that the get is a get kosher. Right? It's mevar that a get is a, that the get is a get kosher. So the Gemara is saying that's isurin. That's like isurin. Bir hadama. The Gemara have a meaning that the only time we say nedava shavera bagas mishnayim is lekiel madava, not lebir hadama. That's what the Gemara was assuming. That's the teretz of the Gemara. Right? Lekiel madava. But the shliach is not lekiel madava. The Eid HaChasim are Lekim HaDavar. The Eid HaMesir are Lekim HaDavar. The Shlich is not Lekim HaDavar. We need him Lebir HaDavar to be Mavar if the get was written Lishma. So the Havmin of the Gemara at this point, the Teretz of the Gemara is what? Eid Echad is Nema Bisurin. That means that even though we know it's Dovah Sheba Erva, no, but this has a Din of Bisurin. Because this is Dovah Sheba Erva Lebir HaDavar. The Havmin of the Gemara was that only Lekim HaDavar ain't Dovah Sheba Erva Lishma. Right? That's how the Chasam Sofer understood. The line of the Gemara, Eid Echad Nema Bisurin, right? That was assuming that. Let's do it like this. Masai, Ein Davish Shabbat Erev Bavas Mishnayim. Kiyam Adava, Bir Adava. The Gemara initially was assuming what? That Lekiyam Adava ain't Dava Sharei Pavas Mishnayim. Lebir Adava, no. Right? That here you need two, and for Bir, one is sufficient. But then when the Gemara is, Havi Dava Sheba Erva, Ve ain't Dava Sheba Erva, etc. Then the Gemara came around to say not only Lekiyam HaDavar, but even Lebir HaDavar, you need Shnayim B'Davar Shaber. That's how the Chasam Sofer was understanding.
Menashe. Even though the Fana is not
Ma'akev,
you know
we
consider part of the
Kiyam,
like part of the
Chalos,
and
then
actually
seem to be
part of the
divorce. Why should it be? Well, without the Befanah, the Fanatha, you're missing in the Ma'isa
Gerishim? Missing in the Ma'isa. But we say it's not as good.
We want him to say Befanai, and if he doesn't say Befanai, then we say that he has to take the get back and give it again. But
right.
I agree with you, but why does he have to do that? So there are many Rishonim who hold that it's just a chumrah. It's a chumrah because we want to make it nicker that the shliach is saying Befanai to find an afdan. But really, Befanai is ancillary. It's not the Maisa Gerishin itself. Right, and besides, the edus of the shliach, the statement of the Befanai is very important, but the edus of the shliach, it's not koris. It's not that that's koris. It's that the edim are koris, the edim hasim, the edim hasir are koris, but you just need the Befanai in order to allow her to remarry. Right? We're not going to, we want the Befanai here, but say that that's a chelik of the derishim? Maybe some achronim might say that, but that's not the pashup shach. The Pashup Shad is that what's Kores is the Eidim, the two Eidim, not the Shliach. The Shliach is testifying for some kind of Bir Adav, he's trying to tell us, give us information, but the Pshuto, the Shliach, is not the one who's being Kores. This is how the Chasam Sofer understood the Shachar V'Tayr the Gemara. This is how he understood Rabbeinu Tam. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Pshad in the Shachar V'Tayr the Gemara. This is a very difficult line in the Chasam Sofer. What's the problem with the Chasam Sofer? He's putting the cart before the horse. The Sefer Divrei Yecheskel, one of the Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas. Divrei Yecheskel was the Rosh Yeshiva in Brisk. In the Talmud Torah in Brisk. In the Sifta in Brisk. Both great, I guess. Reb Chaim's Yeshiva. You know, Reb Chaim was the Rav in Brisk. Divrei Yecheskel was a... Actually, no, I take it back. No, the Chesed Bursting was not enough. Sorry, the Moshe Sokolovsky was the Rosh Yeshiva. The Imre Moshe. Okay, let's leave that out. The Sefer Divrei Yecheskel, one of the classical Svarim in Yeshivas. So he asked in this Chasam Sofer that the Chasam is Mamish Apel. There are many Achronim, the Pnei Yeshua and Kedushin, the Ketos Achoshin, many Achronim ask a fundamental question about this rule of Ein Davar Sheba Erva Bachas Mishnayim. You know, where does this concept of Ein Davar She'Erba Chazkas Mishayim come up mostly? It first begins with Kiddushin. Everyone knows that if a man and a woman, right, a man tries to Mekadosh a woman and he doesn't do it in front of two Eidim, it's mean. What kind of Eidus is that? That's Eidei Kiyum. All right, that's Eidei Kiyum. So we're learning Ein Davar She'Erba Chazkas Mishayim to be Mechadosh the din of Eidei Kiyum by Kiddushin, by Gerushin. Right. Now, what kind of Eidus of Davar She'Erba Erva is similar to Dinei Mamonos? Would you say it's Eidei Kiyum or Eidei Biur? Which Eidus of Davar She'Erba Erva is more similar to Mamonos? Okay, leading out the case of Kinyan Sudr. Right, what's the only Eidus that we have by Dinei Mamonos?
Biur.
There is no such thing as Eidei Kiyum by Dinei Mamonos. Okay, there's one Shita by Kinyan Sudr, you need Eidei Kiyum to actually make the Kinyan Sudr work, but besides Kinyan Sudr, and maybe even within Kinyan Sudr, where's the Eidei Kiyum? Right? Outside the realm of Kinyan Sudr, it's definitely not Eidei Kiyum. Eidus in Dinei Mamonos is Eidei Biur. What are we learning? We're learning by Davar She'Erba Erva that both Eidei Biur and Eidei Kiyum in Davar She'Erba Erva require Shnayim. Now, which is the Ikar Limud and which is the Extra Limud? So presumably, Eidei Biur should be the Ikar Limud. Right? That should be the Ikar Limud. That's most similar to Dinei Mamonos. You want to learn an extra chiddush that by kiddushin and gerushin you even need eidim l'kiyum adavar. Okay, might be true, but it's a chiddush, and they work very hard. The ksos works very hard trying to figure out how can we even learn that from Dinei Mamonos. What's the mukar in Dinei Mamonos to learn it to Davar She'Erba Erva? You can't learn something from Dinei Mamonos unless there's an example in Dinei Mamonos. But if there's no eidim l'kiyum in Dinei Mamonos, what do you learn to Davar She'Erba Erva? The ksos of Moshe stands on his head to try to answer that kasha. It's not pasha. I think it's in Simon Reish Mem Aleph. But that just shows you that Eidei Kiyum is the bigger Chiddush than Eidei Biur. To say that in Davar She'Erba Erva you even need Eidei Kiyum, that's a bigger Chiddush than Eidei Biur. The Chasam Sofer is turning everything on its head. He's saying that initially the Gemara thought that Ein Davar She'Erba Erva Mishnayim only applies to Kiyum Adavar, not Lebir Adavar. Eidechad is now in Bisurin. That means even Isurim Sheba Erva, if it's only Labira Adava, that's like Isurim, and one is going to be sufficient. And only later we come on to the fact, no, that's not true. Eidechad Sheba Erva Mishnah applies not only Lekiyim, but even Labira. In fact, the different Cheskel, he's putting the cop before the horse. The Iker is Eidechad. What's the Havamina? Does the Havamina to say that Eidechad Sheba Erva Mishnah would only apply to Eidechad and not to Eidechad? Very difficult. It's very difficult. You hit a kasha? Right, if the chiddush of Ein Davar She'Erba Erva Chazkas Mishnayim can apply even to Eidei Kiyum, how can you say that the Gemara initially thought it only applies to Eidei Kiyum and not to Eidei Biur? Right, you're turning everything on its head. You're taking the davar hachamur. You're taking the davar hachamur, turning it into a davar akal. You're saying it's easier to learn Eidei Kiyum than it is to learn Eidei Biur. V'nafachu, it's ipcha mistabra, very very difficult. But this is how the Chasam Sofer learned. Of course, if the Chasam Sofer is difficult, we have to give a different shot. So look at some of the other Makaros. Tomorrow, I want to share with you a very beautiful idea the Rav had to try to explain this particular process, and hopefully we'll take it to the next level.